the Supreme Leader's view of Palestine. Reality stood on its head. In publicity campaigns throughout the world, many efforts have been made to portray the Jews who occupied Palestine as oppressed people whose rights had been trampled upon. On the other hand, the Arabs who have been trying to reclaim their homes are presented as bullying and violent people who are not committed to any ethical standards. When the Zionists and Russian Jews decided to immigrate to Palestine, they did not tell the world in their media that they were usurpers. They did not tell the world that the immigrants were not from Palestine. They did not tell the world that the immigrants were from Russia, Ukraine, Europe, and America. They did not say that the immigrants were going to Palestine to violate Palestinians' rights, occupy their homes, usurp their wealth and homeland, and deprive them of the opportunity to start a family. They never said any of these things. Additionally, Zionists and American agents were showing pictures of some worn-out Jewish women and children to make the people of the world wonder why the Arabs were treating the poor Jewish people like that. The bases of occupying Palestine. The illegitimate domination of the Zionists over Palestine was based on three foundations. Being cruel to Arabs was the first foundation. They treated the real owners of the Palestinian lands violently and ruthlessly. They did not show any signs of leniency in this regard. Manipulating public opinion was the second foundation. Both before and after occupying Palestine, they told so many lies through Zionist media that some Zionist capitalists were arrested for spreading lies. There were, of course, some people who believed their lies. They even managed to deceive the French social philosopher and author Jean-Paul Sartre. He wrote in his book, A Land Without a People for a People Without a Land. I read this book 30 years ago. The author suggested that Jews were a people who did not have a land and who decided to immigrate to Palestine, a land without a people. The phrase, the land without a people, was meaningless. There was a nation that was working on Palestinian lands. There is a lot of evidence in this regard. According to a foreign author, the green farms of wheat across Palestine stretched to the horizons like a sea, as far as the eye could see. They pretended that Palestine was a derelict and poor land, that they were the people who made it thrive. That was a lie to manipulate public opinion. They always tried to play the part of the oppressed people.
You've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me.